from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. An imprisoned Chinese recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize dies of cancer. Chinese human rights prisoner Liu Xiaobo died today at age 61 following a high-profile battle with liver cancer that made his death as controversial as his life. Liu, a Nobel Peace Prize laureate who spent his last 8 years as a prisoner of conscience, passed away at a hospital in Shenyang, China, where he'd been removed from his prison cell in the final stage of his illness. His final days were marked by a public dispute over the quality of his care and Beijing's refusal of a family request that he be transferred for treatment to the United States or Germany. Jean-Pierre Capistan, a political science professor at Hong Kong Baptist University.
Liu Xiaobo's contribution to China's democratization has been huge, in my view, because he's the first one who, in 2008, actually put together a charter, 08. It's a charter which is asking for a peaceful and gradual transition towards democracy.
Liu's reputation as an outspoken dissident had deep roots. His promising career took a drastic turn in the spring of 1989 when he cut short a visiting scholarship at Columbia University in New York City and returned home to join student-led protests in Tiananmen Square. His friend and fellow civil rights activist Hu Jia remembers Liu in action that fateful day. He says Liu smashed some of those machine guns and asked students to leave. The lives he helped save might have outnumbered the losses of the Tiananmen mothers. That was a great historic feat, he says. Following a violent crackdown known by Chinese as the June 4th massacre, Liu was labeled a black hand and he was jailed. Once again, Liu Xiaobo, Nobel Peace Prize recipient, dead at the age of 61, imprisoned in China. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is now in Paris at the invitation of French President Emmanuel Macron. As VOA's Luis Ramirez reports, the first meeting and an aggressive handshake between the two was heavily scrutinized globally, and now both have the challenge of getting past Mr. Trump's decision to pull out of the Paris Climate Change Agreement.
France put much work into hosting the 2015 Climate Change Summit and considers the agreement a great achievement.
So to finally have reached a conclusion on that agreement, only to see the newly elected United States president withdraw the US from it almost with next to no notification, that will be a very sore point of contention at those meetings. So no matter how much they try to paper over it in their public appearances, you can be sure that in the private discussions that they have, the French will be doing everything they can to try to find some solution to this.
And then there is Trump's relationship with Russian President Vladimir Putin on display in their marathon meeting at the G20 last Friday. France, along with the rest of Western Europe, is nervous.
Luis Ramirez reporting for VOA. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson returns to Doha on Thursday to meet with the Emir of Qatar, the latest step in a round of shuttle diplomacy aimed at resolving a standoff between Qatar and a group that includes Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Egypt. The number of refugees allowed into the U.S. this fiscal year has exceeded 50,000. It was up to 50,086 as of yesterday. President Donald Trump, in his executive order restricting travelers and refugees to the U.S., established the cap. While the cap has been reached, the number of refugees may continue to grow pending the U.S. Supreme Court's review of the travel ban later on this year. President Trump says the White House is functioning perfectly, responding to criticism after his son, Donald Trump Jr., disclosed how he met last year with a supposed Russian government lawyer who offered incriminating information about his Democratic opponent. Jim Malone for VOA.
The furor over the Trump email revelations has once again put the White House on the defensive over possible links with Russia, says analyst Kyle Kondik. On VOA's Encounter program, analyst John Fortier says public concern over the Russia probe is taking a toll on the president's approval rating.
When he fired Jim Comey, he went down, and he's sitting at about 40% now. Those are things that are not helping the president and not likely to go away right away.
The focus on Trump and Russia is also complicating Republican efforts to follow through on their pledge to repeal and replace President Obama's signature health care law. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.